Hi, I'm Imad and I'm here with Caitlin. We're part of the youth media team.
Tell us a bit about yourself and what brought you here.
So I'm head of education for Microsoft Ireland. I've worked at Microsoft for about 12 years, very much involved in technology and education over the years. We were approached a number of years ago to consider our involvement in a project that was looking at e-portfolios across a number of European countries. They were looking for a technology partner. So obviously we have Office 365, which is our education platform. So it seemed like a good project to get involved in to see if we could test the limits of Office 365 and see did it have any educational relevance, particularly in the portfolio area. So I'm here to see and listen to the fruits of that project.
What is your opinion on ePortfolio itself?
Well, I think ePortfolios are a critical tool for our learners for the next number of years and decades. The notion of a portfolio is not anything new. It's been around for a very long time. I was involved in paper and pencil portfolios in the 90s in Boston in the US. Now that the technology is so pervasive, cheaper, more accessible, and with the advent of cloud computing, I think it has a great opportunity to provide a structure and scaffolding for students to think about how they work and live and play for the next number of decades.
You mentioned you work for Microsoft. Tell us a bit about your job.
So my job is to fundamentally run the education business across the whole island of North and South. So that encompasses a number of things. One is that there is a revenue target. So we sell to universities, we sell to schools, so there's a target attached to that, or there's a number we need to deliver every year. Also encompassed in that is the notion of marketing campaigns, how we try and encourage more people to use our technology. And then there's a number of these sort of project engagements with either the European Union departments in various countries, whether it's on portfolio or skill development. And it's generally to think about how we position ourselves as a company in the education market.
We believe Microsoft is a technology partner with ePortfolio. What does this mean?
So that means that we provided our technology platform to schools to experiment with. So given certain guidelines, how we think a portfolio should be set up, how you could use it, how you could integrate OneNote, which is our digital learning diary, stuff like that. So the whole idea was that we would put a few assessments in terms of English and a few ideas to schools, and they would go figure it out. And then we would think about what's the best way to implement that on a bigger scale.
Why do you think technology is important in education today?
Well, technology is pervasive. It's ubiquitous. It's omnipresent. So therefore, we have to think about how we use it appropriately in the modern world. It's not going away. Any 4-year-old or 5-year-old is already quite skilled in technology. So it's critical to education. It's critical we think about it. And more importantly, it's critical that we think about it from a social justice perspective, from an equity perspective, as was discussed in the keynote this morning. So it's here to stay. We need to figure out how to use it and use it better for the better of all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.